that was brought into the, our payroll divisions and had to be taken care of. Then the city voted on account of the low salaries that we'd pay part of the insurance for every man that would take out the insurance. And all those insurance policies had to be written and explained and everything, and then the payrolls had to show them. And it was really something. But in other words, the city was progressing. We had never had anything for our employees. I mean, it was just, it's a wonder we had good employees. And anybody, you know, just couldn't afford to take them because they didn't pay anything, even the mayor. And amongst other things, the most important thing I think that we had was our volunteer fire department.
Oh, yeah.
And I had known all about it for many years because my brother was fire chief. And I'd been connected with the fire department. So every time we could, well, we'd get something up at the council about the fire department increase or a need for a fire engine, or, well, we only just had a place for one fire truck. No, and I don't think the city even owned that, the building. Mm-hmm. And through the years, we've got a fire department that is really a credit to the town.
Is it still volunteer?
It is partly, it's considered volunteer. I think it's rated volunteer, maybe. I don't know for why. But anyhow, we have a fire chief, and he's paid a nice salary. And he has living room, apartments and all right at the fire building where the fire engines are. And now we have three nice fire trucks, and we have a good volunteer, full strength volunteer fire department. We have a place now where the fire chief is, the fire chief used to serve 24 hours a day, and he couldn't even go out of town fishing without getting a substitute. And he was responsible, not the city, he was responsible to see that the substitute was there, whether he could get on that fire truck and take it. Mm-hmm. But now we have a day and night, you might say a day and night service. There's a nice room, fully equipped, bed, bath and everything, where the night man sleeps and lives. And they only let them work. And they are made up, our night men, that makes another nice deal. They are made up of the volunteer fire department, and the volunteer ones only get so much a run when they're called on. And they are nearly all business boys around waterworks and gas office and maybe telephone and like that. Mm-hmm. But these boys, there's three different ones, as I understand it now, 8-hour shifts that lives in the building there, and they get paid. I haven't checked the payrolls lately, but last year they were being paid $100 a month plus their runs, and then they had their living quarters there.
Oh, I see. Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So our fire department has come a long ways.
How much would they pay for a run?
I don't know. I wish I had checked the fire. I haven't checked since I've resigned.
How much did they used to run?
$3 a run, and then $2 an hour for over if they were put on the thing.
I see. Uh-huh.
And when I resigned, I used the excuse that I just felt like that I wanted to retire, that I felt that I had worked long enough and I was going to retire. But the real truth of why I retired was, the mayor knew,